This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush's supporters set up his acceptance speech with attacks on his rival. Vice President Dick Cheney led last night's criticism of John Kerry. Cheney received a passionate assist from Democratic Senator Zell Miller of Georgia. They challenged the central argument that Kerry made at his own convention. Kerry said he is fit to lead the war on terror. His opponents say he's not. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
Day one of the Republican convention was designed to establish President Bush's leadership in the war on terror. Day two, to remind voters of his compassion. And yesterday, day three, was devoted to his opponent. Republican aides said they would spend more time in New York City discussing John Kerry's Senate record than the Democrats did in Boston, and Vice President Dick Cheney eagerly took up that task.
And on the question of America's role in the world, the differences between Senator Kerry and President Bush are the sharpest, and the stakes for the country are the highest. History has shown that a strong and purposeful America is vital to preserving freedom and keeping us safe. Yet time and again, Senator Kerry has made the wrong call on national security.
Cheney presented a bill of particulars, citing Kerry's votes against the first Persian Gulf War, against Ronald Reagan's defense initiatives, and more currently, against the $87 billion to fund the occupation of Iraq. And as the crowd chanted flip-flop, flip-flop, Cheney said Kerry has disagreed with many of his fellow Democrats.
But Senator Kerry's liveliest disagreement is with himself. His back and forth reflects a habit of indecision and sends a message of confusion. And it's all part of a pattern. He has spoken in favor of the North American Free Trade Agreement and against it. He is for the Patriot Act and against it. Senator Kerry says he sees two Americas. It makes the whole thing mutual. America sees two John Kerrys.
The vice president is an increasingly controversial figure in the Bush administration. The number of voters who disapprove of him has tripled in the last 4 years. But the Bush campaign considers Cheney an important asset because he is extremely popular with the Republican base, which the president is taking great pains to mobilize this year, and because he can deliver the kind of attacks the president prefers not to. Last night, Cheney spoke in his trademark matter-of-fact monotone, but he did try to make a joke about himself and his Democratic counterpart.
People tell me Senator Edwards got picked for his good looks, his sex appeal, his charm, and his great hair. I said, how do you think I got the job?
Although last night's theme was Land of Opportunity, intended to highlight the president's economic policies, the vice president gave domestic issues short shrift, mentioning them only in passing and then quickly returning to the central theme of the convention and the Bush campaign, national security.
Businesses are creating jobs, people are returning to work, mortgage rates are low, and home ownership in this country is at an all-time high. The Bush tax cuts are working. These have been years of achievement, and we are eager for the work ahead. And in all that we do, we will never lose sight of the greatest challenge of our time, preserving the freedom and security of this nation against determined enemies.
The vice president was joined in the attempt to define Kerry's record by others, including Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, the Republican governor of Kerry's home state. Romney criticized Kerry for voting to raise taxes 98 times and for not having a clear position on the war on terror or Iraq.
This nation can't afford presidential leadership that comes in 57 varieties.
The delegates on the floor clearly relished the reference to the Heinz ketchup fortune of Kerry's wife, Teresa Heinz Kerry.
We need a decisive president who stands his ground.
The toughest rhetoric last night came from a Democrat who delivered the keynote address, Georgia Senator Zell Miller, who has broken with his party this year to support President Bush.
And like you, I ask, which leader is it today that has the vision, the willpower, and yes, the backbone to best protect my family? The clear answer to that question has placed me in this hall with you tonight. For my family is more important than my party. There is but one man to whom I am willing to entrust their future, and that man's name is George W. Bush.
Miller delivered a speech that was as fiery as the vice president's was low-key. In one brutal attack after another, he excoriated his party and its nominee, saying while young Americans are dying in the sands of Iraq, our nation is being made weaker because of the Democrats' manic obsession to bring down our commander-in-chief.
Motivated more by partisan politics than by national security, today's Democratic leaders see America as an occupier, not a liberator. And nothing makes this Marine matter than someone calling American troops occupiers rather than liberators.
In fact, George W. Bush has called American troops in Iraq occupiers, but Senator Miller was, as he described himself, one mad Marine. He listed the defense programs Kerry has voted against, the B-1 bomber, the B-2 bomber, the F-14A Tomcat, and the Apache helicopter.
I could go on and on and on. Against the Patriot missile that shot down Saddam Hussein's Scud missiles over Israel, against the Aegis air defense cruiser, against the Strategic Defense Initiative, against the Trident missile, against. This is the man who wants to be the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces. U.S. Forces armed with what? Spitballs?
Miller described a nation under mortal threat, not just from potential terrorist attacks, but from a potential Kerry presidency.
John Kerry, who says he doesn't like outsourcing, wants to outsource our national security. That's the most dangerous outsourcing of all. This politician wants to be leader of the free world, free for how long? For more than 20 years. On every one of the great issues of freedom and security, John Kerry has been more wrong, more weak, and more wobbly than any other national figure.
Miller had delivered the keynote address for Democrat Bill Clinton in this same hall 12 years ago, and he had introduced Kerry just 3 years ago, calling him an authentic American hero. But last night he praised George W. Bush as a God-fearing man with a good heart and a spine of tempered steel.
George W. Bush wants to grab terrorists by the throat and not let them go to get a better grip. For John Kerry, they get a yes, no, maybe bowl of mush that can only encourage our enemies and confuse our friends.
Miller's ferocity thrilled the Republican delegates and stunned Democrats, who issued a press release headlined, "Zealophant Gone Wild." As for President Bush, he was in Queens last night accepting the endorsement of the leaders of the city firefighters union. The National Union of Firefighters has endorsed John Kerry. Mr. Bush will deliver his acceptance speech tonight, defending his record and also laying out his vision for a second term. Mara Liasson, NPR News, New York.
You can hear Vice President Dick Cheney's entire speech, Zell Miller's entire speech, and much more NPR convention news and analysis by going to our website, npr.org.